Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. A settlement with participants in the prepaid affordable college tuition program may be redeemed if a measure passed by the Alabama legislature is successful. WVAS's Marcus Hiles has the story.
In March, the Alabama Supreme Court struck down a settlement between the state and PAC families that locked in tuition rates at the 2010 levels, with program participants responsible for any increases beyond that year. The court ruled that the settlement violated a law the legislature had passed to provide 100% funding to the tuition program. Today, the Senate gave final passage to a bill that would remove that full funding language. State Treasurer Young Boozer says the legislation will be used to ask the state Supreme Court to reconsider its decision. Reporting from the Senate, I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News.
A state Senate committee has delayed work on Alabama's next education budget for 1 week. That means the first committee vote on the education budget won't come until the legislative session is two-thirds over. On Tuesday, the House approved an austere general fund that would cut funding for most state agencies, including Medicaid. State Health Officer Dr. Don Williamson said that could mean a drastic cut in Medicaid services.
You're looking at either significantly larger cuts across the board in some mandatory programs, or you're looking at increase in provider taxes, or you're looking at a fundamental restructuring of how Medicaid provides services for things, looking at more managed care, looking at less choices. I think with this budget, we are likely looking at a very, very different Medicaid program going forward.
Dr. Williamson is serving as interim director of Medicaid until a new commissioner is appointed. The crowd attending the annual Pro-Life Legislative Day in Montgomery on today got a surprise when Republican Representative Ed Henry of Hartsell talked publicly for the first time about going with his pregnant girlfriend to have an abortion. The freshman legislator from Hartsell said it happened in 1991. He told the crowd, "I murdered my first child." He said the impact of it hit him nearly 8 years later when his wife was pregnant with their daughter and they went for an ultrasound. He said he will live with regret for the rest of his life. Henry is sponsoring legislation that says elected abortions can't be part of any health insurance plan offered through an insurance exchange in Alabama. His bill is pending in the House. State Senator Quentin Ross of Montgomery is holding a series of roundtable discussions on the Education Trust Fund and general fund budgets. Ross is inviting citizens to participate in tonight's forum at True Divine Baptist Church on Troy Highway.
Education, you know, we're lifelong learners, and I think the more information that we can give people, the better they can understand the dire straits that we're in terms of our funding in the state, why certain cuts are taking place, and also, you know, give some innovative ideas to how we can maybe improve our situation. So I think it's necessary just to begin that dialogue and discussion. We have a lot of people out there with great ideas.
The senator said tonight's roundtable starts at 6:30 p.m. Other forums are planned for April 19th at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church and on April 26th at Lilly Baptist Church. Well, the Capital of Dreams is moving into the spotlight of the South by promoting Theater Week. The event starts on April 19th and will run through April 25th. Montgomery's Theater Week will feature area theaters offering various theater productions. Producing Artistic Director with Alabama Shakespeare Festival, Jeffrey Sherman, says participants will be in for a dramatic treat.
We're offering a total of 5 plays and some surround events, a round table on Monday, backstage tours. The 5 plays are 3 Shakespeare's, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Henry VIII, and The Merry Wives of Windsor, which is one of the most stunning productions that I've seen so far at the theater, personally. And then 2 great modern comedies, The 39 Steps and Travels with My Aunt. All I can say is that they're an enormous amount of fun. Every time I go and see them myself these days, I'm laughing like a drink.
Free registration is available at www.developmontgomery.com. Plus, Alabama State University's Department of Career Services hosted a spring career fair today at the ASU Dunn Oliver Acadome. More than 40 recruiting organizations participated in the career fair. WVAS News asked several employers to describe the type of skills they are looking for in job applicants.
One of the struggles that we see is people are expecting to start out immediately at a high level position, and they're not as open to starting in an entry-level position. And at Charter, we are looking for people who want a career.
We're really recruiting some compassionate people. That's what we are really in need of. We are a health care facility, and we need that compassion for our patients.
For the Bureau of Prisons, that'll be a perfect fit as far as in medical supervisory and managerial skills.
If you missed the career fair, you can still find out information about the different organizations by calling ASU's Career Services at 229-4156. Sunny skies today with your highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, clear and cold with your lows in the mid-40s plus light winds. On your Friday, sunny skies and your highs in the upper 70s. Friday night, clear with your lows in the lower 50s. On your Saturday, look for partly cloudy skies and your highs in the lower 80s. Saturday night, partly cloudy with your lows around 60 degrees. And on your Sunday, look for partly cloudy skies and your highs in the mid-80s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.